Chapter 1. There's probably no God. There could be one, but I'm pretty well convinced there probably isn't. Certainly some people seem very insistent there is a God, and that the consequences of suggesting to the contrary will be painful and very lengthy. But if anything, this makes me less inclined to believe there is a God. Or if there is one, then he's probably not my sort of chap. It's possible that there was a God and he's hiding, or has grown bored with us. Maybe he's sulking, or just plain forgetful. Perhaps he's dead, or he's gone on a really long holiday. There are infinite possibilities as to where God might have got to, if he exists at all, but it seems to me he probably doesn't. The God that I'm fairly sure there probably isn't is the same God that many people are absolutely convinced there is. There might be another God entirely that none of us has considered, but the God I am almost totally persuaded doesn't exist is the one described variously as bearded, bathed in light, lives up in heaven, has a staff of angels, created heaven and earth, destroyer, judge, receiver of prayers and half-hearted hymnal dirges, prefers Jews to any of the other tribes, Jesus's dad, he who dictated Al-Quran to Muhammad in a cave, the fellow with the booming voice, one-third of the Holy Trinity, Jehovah, Allah, Almighty Father, Yahweh, the God they call love, he whose name is jealous, the God of Abraham, the God of the Jews, the Christians, and the Muslims. He probably doesn't exist.